This is CliffCentral.com.
Please note that the views expressed and the advice provided in this show are for general advice and entertainment purposes only. Nothing stated should be treated as a substitute for your own independent legal advice based on your own specific facts and objectives. Therefore, the presenter and CliffCentral.com accept no liability of any nature whatsoever, either expressed or implied.
Law, like you've never heard it before. The Laws of Life, with Gary Hertzberg on CliffCentral.com.
I'm Gary Hertzberg, and this, I was taken by surprise, is the Laws of Life on CliffCentral.com. Alongside me today is the very smiley Lionel Makokotlela. Welcome, Lions.
Thank you very much, Gary, and welcome to our podcasters and our guests today.
Alongside me today, Lionel Makokotlela. Welcome, Lions.
Dumela, Gary, and Dumela to our podcasters as well as our guests, and I can't wait. December is just upon us. I'm so excited.
Lions, today we have a two-part show. First up, we're going to be talking about certain scams for 10 minutes or so, and thereafter we're going to be talking about the law on car rentals. That will go on for a while. Very, very interesting. First up, though, let's do our online scams. It's that time of year, Lines, as you know, in particular.
Money.
Yeah, criminals are going all out to get their dirty paws on our money.
I wish I could get into your bank account.
I don't know about mine. We really need to wise up and watch out. And the latest crime trends are scary and often highly sophisticated. The person who has her finger on the pulse and knows where the skellums are lurking this Christmas season is the CEO of the South African Banking and Risk Information Center, known as SABRIC. It's the fabulous Kalyani Pillay.
Hello.
Welcome to you, Kalyani.
Thanks, Gary, and hi, Lionel.
Thank you very much for coming, Pillay. Good to see you. You're looking lovely as always.
Thank you.
Good. Let's talk firstly about SABRIC, if you can sum it up quickly for us. Who and what is SABRIC?
Sure, Gary. SABRIC is the South African Banking Risk Information Center, and we are a not-for-profit organization that's been established by the major banks in South Africa to assist the South African licensed banks fight organized crime. So as part of our work, we, of course, create awareness among South Africans and particularly bank customers so that they don't become victims to bank-related crime.
Kalyani, today we need your real good advice on how to keep our money safe this festive season. And I know that most of us, millions of South Africans, in fact, I read somewhere that 18/10 Americans, 80% of Americans are shopping online. And I don't know what our percentage is, but it's going up and up. And with so many millions of us South Africans shopping online, criminals are on the lookout for easy prey. So talk to us about card online shopping scams and what's going on.
Well, certainly, Gary, and I think particularly relevant at this time is next Friday is Black Friday. So, of course, lots of people will be shopping online. And, you know, we always say to people, if you get an offer that's too good to be true, then, of course, you should be a bit concerned. But I suppose with next week, with Black Friday and all the offers, so obviously people are going to be, they are going to be getting bargains. So I think some of the things we want to say to bank customers, especially if you're shopping online, which is a great way to shop, of course, is just to be careful and don't get caught up in the whole emotion of all the good deals that you're going to be getting or purport to get. And look out for things like HTTPS in the URL. Look out for the closed lock sign at the top also, especially if you're going to be putting your card details in, your expiry date, your CVV number. You know, those are the kind of things that we're saying to people all the time. Just watch out that you're on a safe site before you actually start transacting. One of the very important things also is never, ever email this information to anybody, your bank information, your PIN, password, expiry dates. It's a not negotiable. If you're buying from someone and they're asking you to email, unfortunately, you should stop that transaction. And then watch out. I think one of the other things, because time is always a problem, I thought that I'd just share with your listeners is issues around Wi-Fi, because we all want to use Wi-Fi, and then especially when we're transacting online and using all our smart devices. And we just wanted to let people know that there are so many different ways that the perpetrators actually try to get access to your information. And one of the things is crack, and this is crack, K-R-A-C-K. It stands for key reinstallation attack. So it's basically an attack that actually bypasses the security protocols used by most routers and devices to encrypt your information. But I mean, without wanting to cause any panic amongst everybody, the perpetrators have to be within the Wi-Fi range of the person. So of course it reduces the attack surface quite a bit. So they need to be quite close by. So I think, you know, we want to use free Wi-Fi everywhere. Just, you know, be careful. Note that and be mindful of what kind of information you're putting or you're sending out when you're actually using Wi-Fi that you're not familiar with. Don't ever do any financial transaction if the Wi-Fi is not secure. In other words, if it doesn't call for a password, you know, don't do your banking on such Wi-Fi networks as well. And also in your homes. I mean, we all have Wi-Fi in our homes these days, and that's how we're actually doing, you know, we're communicating electronically via this network because it's fast and it's great. But make sure that even with your router in your homes, that you actually have the password changed. You know, when you have it installed, you tend to think that everything is fine and you have a password to log on or to get access to the password. But you forget about the fact that your router actually comes with the default password, and you should actually go and change that. So it's just, you know, some of the advice that we're giving people to make sure that your network is safe and that when you do your transactions online, that you also take care of yourself in terms of your behavior needs to change. Just don't go onto any old site and start putting all kinds of information
in. So, Kalyani, I'm walking around in Sandton City. There's free Wi-Fi. I'm also walking around the airports where there's free Wi-Fi and internet cafes, conference centers. Is that dangerous for me to go into my banking?
Our advice would be rather be cautious, rather be a little bit paranoid, and don't do any transaction where you have to put in your card number, your CVV number, your expiry date, your PIN, your password. Anyway, don't go onto your internet banking if you are on a network that is not password restricted and if you don't know that network.
Yeah, there are thousands of people walking around using their...
No, true, and we recently just heard about the new scam where people take people's numbers and they use their numbers to actually get into their banking details. Mm. And how prevalent is that in terms of actually online banking?
Well, you know, you can't just take somebody's... I think that's an important thing, Lionel, because what we want to say to people as well is that if criminals get hold of your personal information, it doesn't necessarily give them access to your banking accounts. It doesn't give them access to your banking platform. They would need to get access to your confidential information. And your confidential information would be your password, your PIN number, you know, your username, that kind of thing. So your personal information would be information like your phone number, your contact details, your identity document. So just having your passport details, having that won't give them access to your bank account. That's why you need to make sure that your confidential information is really kept very safe and that you protect it at all times.
Kalyani, earlier you mentioned there's a certain, the HTTPS encryption. What exactly must we look for?
So in the URL at the top of the website, you will see, you know, when it says HTTP.
Yes.
When you're doing a transaction where you now have to put in your card details, you must look at the top. When it takes you to the page where you need to do the payment, you must make sure that it says HTTPS, because the S will tell you that is a secure site. A site that you're on. Also look for the locked sign, which is the closed lock sign. But over and above that, Gary, I think it's very important for bank customers, especially if they're doing online transactions, to register for 3D Secure. So you go onto your bank's website, type in the URL, your bank's her web address yourself. Don't click on a link to get there. So take the time to type www, your bank's web address. Mm-hmm. Get in, register for 3D Secure. And what this does is that it's a second level of authentication. So when you're doing a transaction, it will actually call for a the OTP, which needs to be put in. And, of course, that gets sent to another device that you choose. So it's just important to have layers of security as opposed to just having one thing in place.
I also read that one should purchase online from a reputable store, even if it's a little more expensive than the people that are offering these so-called bargains. The bargains could be a bit dangerous.
In terms of shopping?
Yeah.
Yes, and I think, you know, very often, especially now coming up to holiday season, a number of people might not have booked holiday accommodation as yet, as an example. And we found that prevalence over the last couple of years around holiday accommodation, especially just close to Christmas Eve, where people are really looking for last-minute bargains and for you know, that kind of thing. And between Christmas Eve and New Year's Day, we found many people having become victims of a scam where cheap accommodation or accommodation at a good price was offered. And, of course, they grab this and they go ahead and they're so excited that at the last minute they got this great deal, only to find that then there's no communication, there's no confirmation of the accommodation. It probably doesn't even exist. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just when you're doing any online transaction, just stay calm. You know, don't be manipulated emotionally by what you see and by the adverts. You know, we just have to keep our wits about ourselves
The best tool of all is knowledge, which we're getting from you. And we value your input very much. This is invaluable information. Just be careful and tread cautiously. Your motto, I think, this year is beware a skeleton is lurking in this Christmas season.
Yes, absolutely.
Where did you come up with that one?
Well, you know, Gary, we launched the whole skeleton concept in April last year, and it's it's one of the ways to communicate to people, letting them get a sense of how the criminal actually thinks and what they're actually looking out for. And I certainly will encourage your listeners to follow us. They can follow hashtag Skellum on Twitter or SabricZA, or even go onto our Facebook page at Sabric. There's lots of information, or on our website. Unfortunately, the time today won't allow us to go through all of the advice and the tips and the guidance that we give bank customers, but there's certainly lots there for people.
There's a fortune on your website,
yes,
sabric.co.za.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
You're always rushing somewhere. We get you for 10 minutes and that's it. You probably, I think your plan's in an hour or two. So many thanks for rushing in here and rushing out.
Not a problem,
and,
Gary.
And we hope to see you, if you can make it next week. We just got to...
Sure.
Just get the follow-up message on all kinds of other scams that
Absolutely.
Are out there.
Absolutely. I'll certainly be here.
You're always so charming. It's a pleasure to be in your company. Many thanks. That's Kalyani Pillay. She's the boss of Sabric. Thanks to them as well. Kalyani, take care.
And thank you very much.
Ray Stardust, as I said.
This is CliffCentral.com.